Chris Collier, Executive Director of the Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation, is working to get the message out about No Shave November. According to Collier, prostate cancer continues to be one of the most highly diagnosed cancers of any kind in the state, only second to lung cancer in terms of diagnosis every year. Collier hopes this year's campaigns will help raise funds and take Arkansans to the next level of awareness. So I read last year's, and there was like a competition that you were doing or something like that, and I was just kind of curious what you might have going on this year.
Yeah, last year we did kind of almost a reverse no shave because myself and Mark Hayes, he's executive director of the Arkansas Municipal League, we both have been long-time beard wearers, if you will. I've had a beard for over 30 years, I think his was over 20. And so we set out to raise money, and the loser was going to have to shave. I lost, so I shaved. In fact, I've kept my beard off the whole year. I'm about to grow it back, I think, this month with no shave back. So that was kind of an interesting twist on last year, and it was very successful. And our overall campaign raised over $60,000, with that being a big portion of it. So this year, what we're doing is a little different. We're doing two or three things, actually. One, we've got police and fire departments around the state that are embracing the No Shave November campaign, and they are actually looking to somewhat compete against each other to see which department can raise the most. We have the same thing going on with high school football coaches and their schools. And so one of the reasons that makes sense for us is because every year in September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And we have a blue ribbon campaign that we do each year in September. And we have blue ribbon decals that we distribute to the high school coaches around the state, asking them to allow their players to wear those decals on their helmets. And not every school does, but certainly a large number of schools do. And so we've kind of taken that and progressed, if you will, on into November when the coaches say, hey, pick somebody off your staff that can represent your staff and your school as a no-shave participant. Get the school behind you as far as raising awareness and raising funds. And so, again, there's going to be a competition there, and we're going to recognize the winning school, if you will. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to do trophies and prizes and so forth in these categories. And then we're doing one other thing this year that's kind of a third element, which is also new, and that is we are establishing our inaugural No Shave Club. And what that is, it's going to be 25 men from around the state that have agreed to either donate or raise $1,000 each as a minimum on our behalf. And they're going to essentially be ambassadors for us over the course of the year. And we're going to feature them in on our website and our social media. We're going to do a couple of gatherings with them throughout the year, in recognition of their commitment to us and their support of us. So we're going to be starting to unveil in the coming days the members of that No Shave Club. So we've got several kind of different things going on this year that we think are hopefully going to kind of take us to the next level, if you will.
That sounds great. So if someone's wanting to give or get involved, how do they go about that?
They can certainly contact us here. We are set up on our website where people can go straight to our website, and that's arprostatecancer.org. So you can certainly go there, and they can either go to the donate button, or they can go to the events and go to No Shave November, which will also route them to the donate button. Okay. If they don't quite want to go to that trouble, they can certainly call us here at the office, and we can help them. They can obviously just mail a check in to us here at the office. So there's a number of ways people can get involved. If they've got a business, this is the thing we're hoping to also encourage. If people have a business and they'd like to have some fun with it and have their employees participate and so forth, kind of an outline of suggested rules on how people can do that in their respective businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And they can have fun and raise awareness and of course, raise a little bit of money as well. And they can even do that. And then those things are all laid out on our website as well. So there's actually a whole bunch of ways. I think the thing that's important to know, a couple of things specifically as it relates to prostate cancer that are good to know. One is prostate cancer continues to be one of the most highly diagnosed cancers of any kind in the state. And it might surprise people to know that prostate cancer is second only to lung cancer in terms of new diagnoses year over year. Mm-hmm. And that's been the case for the last several years. And so a lot of people think of colon cancer and breast cancer and all these things. And trust me, they're all bad and we're all fighting to get by. But it surprises people to realize that we literally are second only to lung in terms of diagnosis. So it's a very prevalent disease that attacks men and specifically here at the state. So that's one thing I think would be important for people to know. The second thing I think that would be important is for everybody to know that every dollar we raise stays right here in Arkansas. And it allows us to do all the things we do for men and their families in the state, all of which are at no charge to those men. So we go out, participate in health fairs. We provide free screenings to help men determine if they might have or be at risk for prostate cancer. We provide ongoing resources in the way of printed materials, books, pamphlets, etc. We provide one-on-one patient navigation services if a man is diagnosed and is looking to have support ongoing. We have men support groups around the state that provide men kind of small, intimate settings so they can get questions answered in a private fashion. And finally, we part of the money we raise, we designate specifically for patients that need assistance paying for their treatments. Mm-hmm. And then that could run the gamut from maybe they have to travel a great distance to go see a physician, so we can provide gas cards. If they've got continuous treatments, they might need overnight stay, we can help with that. We can actually make direct payments to a healthcare provider to help with co-pays or deductibles or whatever the case may be. So all of those are things we do throughout the state of Arkansas on behalf of all men that are fighting this. And it's all at absolutely no cost to anybody else. So that's a little long-winded, but I think it's important just to say that every dime we raise stays here and it allows us to provide all those free services year-round. In other words, we don't have a national organization that we have to send a portion of this to or share with or anything else. It all truly stays right here in Arkansas.